Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. This week, I admit, has been rather a struggle for me for a lot of reasons. And it got me to thinking about how to manage my expectations in a better way. I realised that my expectations of myself were set way too high at the moment and that I needed to do something about it. Have you ever thought about expectations and how you can get stuck sometimes when you're faced with something that may seem insurmountable? Expectations are tricky things to manage, aren't they? There's no doubt about that. And now, in the extraordinary times we all find ourselves in, it's all too easy to focus on the things we most struggle with rather than the things that we succeed with. We're all unique individuals. We all experience life in different ways and we have different paths to follow. When life throws us a curveball as a one-off, that can be difficult, can't it? However, sustained issues that keep coming back for whatever reason are rather overwhelming, aren't they? At those times, it sometimes feels easier to focus your day on other people so you don't have to think about yourself. I know a lot of people are in the same track of thought at the moment. People are understandably tired, fatigued, and generally feeling overwhelmed and bombarded by the changes in our lives. So, what can you do to manage your expectations and the expectations you perceive others have of you? I've had the opportunity to listen to some seriously inspirational people online and I've learned some really good tips I'm going to try. There are so many channels online, but one of the great ones I've found is the Get Fit for Mental Wellness. There are others, of course, but this is one of my favourites. And here is what I've learned, that your expectations are yours and yours alone. That you can become overwhelmed by the expectations you feel others place on you. To move forward, you need to look after yourself before you can reliably help others, so you're able to help them more effectively. You need to take time for yourself every day. Reflect on what's good in your day. You have to look at the foundations. That is you. And when you're functioning well, you can move forward and deal with the more trickier things in life you need to attend to. If you're stuck, acknowledge you're stuck. Make a plan and stick to it. Tell yourself you can. Yes, you can do it and have faith in yourself. Challenge yourself daily. Focus on what you can do, not what you perceive others expect you to. And finally, remind yourself why you're here when you wake up every day. What are you grateful for? That's it for now. Take care.